Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Gardeners have become more environmentally conscious over the past few decades. They're employing more environmentally sound principles in the landscape, such as using less pesticides, composting more, and even installing rain gardens. Gardeners' plant palettes have also changed slightly. They are incorporating more pollinator-friendly plants, as well as native species into the landscape. Virginia willow, also called Virginia sweet spires, and known botanically as Itea virginica, is one of our more popular native shrubs in Louisiana. Interest in the shrub has increased over the past 10 to 20 years with the use of the variety Henry's Garnet. Henry's Garnet Virginia willow is the newest addition to LSU Ag Center's Superplant program for spring 2017. The Louisiana Superplant Program is an educational marketing campaign of the LSU Ag Center that highlights tough and beautiful plants that perform well in Louisiana landscapes. Louisiana Superplants have a proven track record that are university tested and industry approved. Homeowners and horticultural professionals alike can benefit from using Louisiana Superplants to ensure a successful landscape. The intoxicating smell of Henry Garnet's Virginia willow flower is a major feature of this native shrub. These white flowers are borne on 4 to 5 inch clusters. The shrub will bloom for 4 to 6 weeks in the springtime, typically starting right after the azalea flowers finish up. The flowers stand out remarkably next to the lush dark green foliage. Henry's Garnet Virginia willow is a lower growing shrub, topping out usually around 5 feet tall while having an equal spread. Sometimes the plant can be slightly wider than tall due to its clumping form. Prune undesirable growth in spring after the flowers are completed. Avoid pruning in winter or early spring, as this will inhibit flower production for that following spring. Foliage of Henry's Garnet Virginia willow is especially handsome in fall. The leaves turn a brilliant deep reddish purple and persist late into fall. Plants are deciduous in some areas, but actually are semi-evergreen in the Baton Rouge area, retaining some of its foliage all year long. This plant tolerates Louisiana's wet and heavy soils and also performs well in drier sites. It is frequently found in the wild in locations that have moist soil. Henry's Garnet is now being used in rain gardens and commercial landscapes around the state. Virginia willow is also adapted to a wide range of soil pHs and can be adapted to almost any soil type or drainage situation in a landscape. Even though they prefer slightly moist soil, they are very drought tolerant. Morning sun with afternoon shade is a nice planting location for this shrub. Fertilize once annually with 3 to 4 month slow-release fertilizer. It is best to apply the fertilizer in late winter, just prior to new growth, or in mid to late spring after flowering occurs. Henry's Garnet Virginia willow would also look great paired with Louisiana superplants such as the evergreen Sweet Bay Magnolia, Conversation Piece Azaleas, or even Mrs. Schiller's Delights Viburnum. Nice flowers, nice foliage, native, and site adaptability make Henry's Garnet Virginia willow a perfect addition to your landscape. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.